Go to Mike'sHealthyChoices.com and look for organic vitamins.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is already Friday, the 10th day of April, 2015. Here's part of John Bowne's excellent report on democide, and we'll be back with the main transmission live worldwide.
Last Thursday morning, 148 Kenyan University students were slaughtered. The Al-Shabaab terrorists from neighboring Somalia took their time executing and beheading Christians and innocents that could not or would not recite from the Quran. It took troops from Kenya's capital, Nairobi, to finally arrive in Garissa just before 2 p.m., 7 hours after the massacre began.
What is adequate about 150 people face down on the ground, many of them shot in the head, execution style, and parents and students saying we were waiting for several hours?
The response was adequate, because of the military garrison that was actually quite close to the university, one cannot actually say that the response was slow.
While it took the Kenyan military a neglectful 7 hours to finally arrive at the massacre in Garissa, the United States reflects that same slothful response our taxpayer dollars burn for.
Patty showed them a small revolver she was carefully holding in the palm of her hand. A camera crew was there to capture what unfolded next.
I spread the stand even loaded, and I dropped it on the floor. Well, they punched me in the face. Look at my black and blue marks. Look at what they did to me.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Katrina was the dry run for what we have come to expect from a federal response. Katrina was surreptitiously politicized by the Bush administration. While hundreds of volunteer firefighters and National Guard were ordered to wait for days until finally being authorized to respond to the massive devastation. During the ordeal, then Vice President Cheney ordered a Mississippi electricity cooperative to restore power to a gas pipeline rather than restoring power to two rural hospitals. And after the fact, we learned that the White House was fully aware that the levees had broken and flooding was underway as it happened, contrary to what they told the public.
It is chaos along the Jersey Shore. The superstorm battering the barrier islands. In the crosshairs, Atlantic City.
Look, talk about a delayed reaction. It's kind of like Force 10 from Navarone, where they detonate the dam and it doesn't collapse right away. It takes a few minutes. Sandy's worse than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was mainly hype, and they still did overhype it as the storm of all time, Satan incarnate ravaging the East Coast.
The cops were geared up in their, paramilitary gear. They just didn't want to deal with anybody. I could kind of understand that, but you could tell some of these guys were really getting off on it.
The Pentagon's done breakdowns in different countries watching this. Over 90% will start killing for food and water. And within 15 days, 90%+, depending on which study, it's right over 90, become cannibals. Within 15 days, the 9 out of 10 plus people will start eating others. Now, it's not going to get to that point, obviously, but notice this is happening in areas where you have people that are disarmed in these big mega cities that are death traps during disasters. I mean, if there was ever a big earthquake in L.A. or New York, a really big one, the system isn't going to be able to help you, and they aren't going to. They're going to come and take your guns.
According to the FBI statistics regarding percent distribution of incidents where police came to the victim by police response time and type of crime, when it comes to violent crime, the highest percentage of response time fell under 11 minutes to an hour. And for property crimes, where you would absolutely need to defend yourself from a home invasion, 45% of response time fell under 11 minutes to an hour.
If the feds tried to do that, disarm this country, I said you would see an uprising and maybe a version of the second American Revolution, because just read the Declaration of Independence. It's right in there. So the feds coming in and going into homes, forcing their way into homes and removing firearms. The thought is preposterous.
Even Interpol Secretary General Ronald Noble suggested an answer to the bloodshed in Kenya could be in arming civilians. It only took 9 attackers to wipe out 148 Kenyans at Garissa University. Just 4 to kill 67 Kenyans in last year's Westgate Mall shooting. And only a few terrorists to kill 213 and injure 4,000 in the 1998.
It's an excellent report. The full report's on InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment.
When Hillary Clinton will announce her presidential run is coming this Saturday. So everybody prepare to get their barf bags ready. And then see the media fawning after her. And then it happened. The people woke up to the tyranny.
It took me by surprise. That you felt it too. By the look in your eyes.
It is the Friday Global Transmission. Thank you so much for joining us on this 10th day of April 2015. We have no guests today. We are going to open the phones up throughout the 3 hours. We have a bunch of really important special reports, some of which have not even aired on the nightly news yet. And, boy, talk about important news and analysis and everything that we've predicted following the globalist plan unfolding. It is a very exciting, in a horrifying way, time to be alive. Where to start? National Guard contacts InfoWars.com. Paul Watson has an article on this. It's excellent. But I think we should add the screenshot of the email from the National Guard with their email address on there. because I saw some of the commenters saying this isn't real. That's always the standard procedure. So I want to get a screenshot of that added. I don't even have to call Watson in England to do it. We just have one of the other writers take the email Biggs got from the National Guard and put it in the story. National Guard blocks InfoWars reporters from covering dirty bomb exercise. Now, again, this is just going to be the cover. This is just going to be the cover for larger snatch and grab and governmental takeover, homeland security, power seizure, internet seizure, infrastructure seizure, training that we know is going on secretly and that has been pretty much declassified. But still, they don't even want us to be there to cover their whitewash. Now, Joe Biggs gave me some really big Jade Helm information news that I looked into after he brought it up to me this morning, and I haven't seen any press coverage yet. So we've got some major breaking news on Jade Helm. I'm going to need to get Joe in here. I said no guests, but we're going to have Joe Biggs in here at 1:30 today. I was going to meet with him after the show, but we should probably just war game this on air about what we should cover, what we should do. But there's some very interesting things developing right now with the coverage of this huge military exercise coming up that kicks off the middle of the summer. The truth is it never ends. The infiltration, the training, creating the relationships between the Pentagon and local police, preparing to completely end Posse Comitatus is an ongoing RAND Corporation plan. But they're going to go into high gear later this summer. And here are the headlines. National Guard blocks InfoWars reporters from covering dirty bomb exercise. And again, we have other major breaking news that we've not released yet on the Jade Helm front that I'm not even sure I want to put out on a Friday evening. I may wait till Sunday. I'm going to be live in studio to do that. But again, we'll discuss that with Joe actually during the next break. If he's listening, if he can just come up here. His office is about 100 yards away. I want to have a discussion with him about if we should just go ahead and break this. My gut is just release something right when it comes in instead of sitting on it. But sometimes sitting on something, then you're able to put it out and it'll have a bigger effect. So I've got to think about that. We're just so busy around here, we just go ahead and discuss everything out in the open. That's our policy. Sometimes we sneak up on the system, but more often than not, not sneaking up actually makes them act even more crazy and release more information, but we'll see. National Guard blocks InfoWars reporters from covering dirty bomb exercise. Captain cites nature of previous work as reason for denial. And they just decide we can't come and cover it, even though a lot of it's carried out in public. I guess we'll try to have the police stop us from showing what's happening. And that dovetails with this Twin Cities Daily Planet story that Kurt Nemo's expanded on. Minneapolis police records shed light on 2014 military training and how the training was basically about keeping it secret from the public what the true nature of the military drills were. And they were takeover drills, quote, anti-terrorism drills. They'll always do it under the auspices of bomb disposal or decontamination. That's the cover for the takeover of society. And I've made four films on it. Records show Pentagon sought secrecy during domestic training exercise. Minneapolis city government and police collaborated on violating Posse Comitatus. And they've got regular Army, Marines, you name it, MPs from the Air Force, you name it, kicking down gun shop doors, raiding people's houses. This has been going on for 20 years. First case we found was in Virginia in 1989. And that's in my film, Road to Tyranny. The documents, the insiders, the officers blowing the whistle, all of it. But that was at an embryonic level. Now, the police state is a 25-year-old NFL first draft pick linebacker. It's not a little baby and mommy anymore. And it's not very sweet. And it's here right when they prepare to bring America down. Again, I'm not saying the military is the enemy itself. As the media tries to portray it, it's the role they're being put in and the unconstitutional preparations that are taking place and the psyops they're responding with against us. The military is training to take your guns on record. Everybody knows about Katrina and scores of other operations. We're going to be breaking that down. Meanwhile, we're going to look at how the globalists create the police state crisis and then offer their solution, total federalization, which is really globalization because the feds are openly under the control of four or five foreign megabanks. I say that because two of the big banks have been quietly merging. It was six a few years ago, and then it was five megabanks. Now it's four, maybe five. I mean, the global consolidation is happening very quickly, and Goldman Sachs, JPMorgan Chase, as institutions, are at the top of the pyramid. Of course, above that are individuals and families. Family of Walter Scott tells Reverend Al Sharpton to keep away. They've said that they don't want the same circus that was Ferguson to be used over their dead family member. And the cop has been indicted for murder. And if they do give him a pass and give him a five-year slap on the wrist, it's going to be outrageous. Now, what the public probably doesn't know is the average murderer would get 5 years, too. But it just doesn't matter. He's got to get a long prison sentence. Clearly killed him in cold blood. It's just over the top. But you need to also think about the fact that every day I probably see 10 stories like this. One officer shot, another injured in D.C., just randomly shot. Deputy injured in samurai sword attack. I mean, these are just the daily stacks of articles that come up. So what's happening is the police are getting shot and killed and run over and stabbed, and then they go into a demilitarized attitude as if the public's their enemy. Then they start treating the general public as enemy combatants to be shot in the back, and then the whole thing explodes. And that's where the globalist social engineers want this to go. And on the ashes of this crisis, they'll build their 21st century tyranny. But the good news is that Al Sharpton traveling down to South Carolina to stir all this up, the family has told him don't come, but the word is he's still coming. What a piece of work. There's a new shock video that I'm going to play some of now. And if you're a new radio listener driving down the highway and you say, you're going to play video on a radio show, Infowars.com/show and cable and TV systems, you name it, are carrying this broadcast right now. So it's simulcast/TV. So if you're a radio listener, you can always go to Infowars.com/show and find the free video feed, all of it. But shock video, police punch kick man over 50 times. After he surrenders, he jumps out of his car, gets on his horse in the rural area, and they finally surround him. I mean, who doesn't like a good chase? And he didn't resist them. And so they basically try to beat him to death. Well, how do you pronounce his name? Jared Posick. And he's white. So don't expect this to be that big of a deal. But it makes the beating of Rodney King look tame. And the cops refuse to tell the girlfriend the condition of the 30-year-old man. This is in San Bernardino County, sheriff's deputies. The sheriff has come out and said, quote, that it's a very disturbing video and he's going to investigate. You know, that's what I don't like is you see these videos all the time where the cops are going to arrest somebody and they just go ahead and jump on you with their knees and run your head in the ground for no reason. Let me explain how karma works to the police. That's going to come back on you and your family, stupid. So if there's no reason to use force on somebody, don't do it. But this is the so-called tough guy behavior. Cops have been trained to act like thugs. We have a gang thug culture in this country that's pushed by Hollywood and MTV and the media. It's such a nasty culture that it's being exported to Asia, the Middle East. Gangster hip-hop thug prison culture has been exported to the U.S. military, the police, the general public. And so that's what you see is them acting like thugs. And we're showing the video now of he has his hands behind his back, and so they start kicking him in the testicles and in the head and in the kidneys and in the... I mean, I'm sorry, folks. Normally, if I was to hit somebody 20 times, they'd probably die. I mean, in my experience, you can't sit there... I'm not bragging. I'm just an average guy. But I got in fights in high school and up until college. And, I mean, if I got in a real fight... people usually didn't wake up for like a month. And I'm not proud of it. One time, a few months later, the guy never really did wake up. But the point is, and I was in the hospital from fighting and got concussions where I couldn't get up for 3 days and had to have a surgery on my leg. I mean, I just don't, who's training these cops? You can't hit somebody 50 times and not kill them or not really hurt them. That's why we're not hearing his condition. The guy's probably a vegetable. I mean, it's just unbelievable what thugs these people are, and it's dangerous. We'll be back.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
From media brainwashing to genetically modified food, forces of darkness are attempting to disempower you. Only you can battle against these forces by choosing mental and emotional wellness. Author Sean Morgan has spent years discovering the most effective methods for self-deprogramming and empowerment using ancient Eastern traditions and modern Western research. Now he's sharing the most powerful insights and practices to those suffering with low energy, low motivation, physical illness, anxiety, depression, and financial scarcity. Big Brother wants you to be docile, obedient, and fearful. By reading The Mastery of Change, you will develop your understanding of neural pattern interruptions, emotional energy cycles, and understand what it takes to break free from victimhood, illness, depression, and fear. Free to read online and available in hard copy and for all brands of e-readers for as little as $1, The Mastery of Change and its 30-day challenge gives you the steps to take now for massive transformation. Learn more at masteryofchange.com.
Every step you take, I'll be watching you.
It's very simple. It's declassified, and they just hope you're ignorant and don't look into it. FEMA camps have been built under the Emergency Centers Establishment Act and other programs all over the country for times of civil unrest and collapse in society. The military's training for a legitimate mission because the globalists are maneuvering us towards collapse and societal degeneration. You'll want the military on the streets during a collapse. The problem is after they stabilize things, they won't leave. And behind them, you will have the HUMET spies, the operatives, the social engineers, the political officers known as Commissars. And this is the plan under Clergy Response Team, InfraGuard, and all the programs. They are training the InfraGuard infrastructure and the Clergy Response Teams on record. We got the documents when they were secret 8 years ago. They were made public 2 years later. They are training them to take on gun owners, veterans, Tea Partiers, conservatives, everything you see being promoted by the news, everything you see in the Homeland Security training documents. We are the enemy. So we are pre-deployed as U.S. citizens, defending the republic from outside takeover. That's what it is. That's not rhetoric. That's what this is. I mean, didn't you think there'd be some defense of the country, even if it wasn't organized? Didn't you know there'd be people that saw what was happening and stood up against it? Epic stuff is going on in front of everyone. And the globalists just think we're going to sit here and play along with their psyop. We told you forced inoculations were coming. It's in the news today. We told you mass stealing of private land was coming. It's in the news today. We told you the raiding of private and public pension funds was coming. It's in the news today. We told you dollar devaluation was coming. It's in the news today. We told you global treaties handing power to private corporate boards was coming. It's in the news today. We told you the NSA was spying on you through your webcams and listening to you. Almost everyone, 80% of phone calls. It's in the news today. Everything we told you 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago is happening. And then the Pentagon, in a national federal exercise, has the National Guard under their control tell us you're not welcome to come cover our drills, as if we need permission to come cover your drills that are off military bases, that are nothing more but domestication operations to train us to accept the military running around in death squads. And don't say our military will never do it. Give me a break. There have been death squads in this country for 50 years. In the old days, they started out by killing KGB agents that were certified Russian spies in the country. And then, just a decade later, it was killing drug dealers that weren't laundering their money through the government. And that's how fast they corrupted our military. And that's come out in Congress, and it's all over the news, and the C-130s and the passenger jets retrofitted by Wells Fargo and Wachovia to fly the drugs in, and it's in AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, and then they have the Daily Beast call up and make jokes about it. I had the Daily Beast calling me last night today going, so you're defending Rand Paul and the fact that he sells webcam blockers on his website. Yeah, I was going to put a piece of tape up over your webcam, like we've gotten here, have one where it's like a lens cap where you, when you want to use it, you just pull it back. But see, they think laughing at that gives them power over it. They're not even saying, oh, the government isn't watching you. It's kooky to do something about it. It's kooky to recognize it. It's kooky to be involved. Look at these headlines. Just look at these headlines. Exclusive, Hillary Clinton launches 2016 campaign on Sunday en route to Iowa. Syria, America's democratic terrorist, Al-Qaeda seeks consultations to newly ruled city. CIA director says the war on terror may never end. Yeah, no kidding, because you run it. Look at this headline, new Ford car automatically obeys speed limits. California approves bill banning child vaccine exemptions. That's just some of what's coming up. I mean, the globalists are moving big time. Here's another headline. Gearing up for robot wars. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Number out before I get into a lot of other news. I'm going to cover more news in the second hour. No guest today other than Joe Biggs popping in at the bottom of the third hour with major breaking Jade Helm news that we're working on with Kit Daniels and Paul Joseph Watson right now. But the headline, prescription drugs kill more than homicide in New York City, a shocking story by Anthony Gucciardi that links directly in to government studies and a recent press release. There's also an article in The Independent breaking it down, a very important article in the featured news section of InfoWars.com. We're going to be going over that. Some of the other headlines on InfoWars.com, Obama's LGBT agenda, gender-neutral restroom near the White House. We talked about this yesterday, but Nemo breaks down the agenda that's basically driving it. And here's where I stand and where most Americans stand, regardless of race, color, creed, or sexual preference. I don't hate people or dislike people that are attracted to the same sex. But I also understand historically that during declining empires and nations, everyone starts becoming obsessed with things that are not in the norm. And mammals and every other major species have sex with the opposite sex to share genetics and then basically to raise the young, and that is how we operate. And there is a war on the normal order, and there is a conquest going on in the public schools with young and impressionable children as young as age 5, now age 4, in some Head Start programs, teaching children about dozens and dozens of sexual fetishes and things. That's all pedophilia. I don't care if you're teaching about heterosexual sex or sex with transvestites or whatever. It's super sick, it's super evil, and it screws kids up, and every study shows that. And there's still morals in this country. When top psychiatrists and child psychologists went public about 4 years ago and lawsuits were filed from Florida to Texas to cops doing the right thing in San Francisco, of all places, in the county, they're saying, I have the district attorney on, we're going to start arresting TSA that groped children. And they have the child psychologist saying, this trains them to be abused by pedophiles. And then they went into the psychology of it. Of course it does. Does the TSA think they're doing that? No, they're compartmentalized. Some of them. Some of them are pedophiles. And so now they don't grope under 12 at the airport because people said no. And that's what this is all about, is getting us to obsess on transsexuals' rights and their right to have taxpayers pay for their sex change. Hey, I don't want to pay for your heart surgery. I don't want to pay to have your penis removed. I don't want to pay to have one added. I don't want to pay for your liposuction. I don't want to pay for your breast implants as they do in England. Taxpayers got to pay for boob jobs. No, and it's not because I hate women with fake breasts. It's because I hate being sucked off of. I hate having to pay for everything. I hate the government being the mafia don that hands out the goodies in the community, because then it gives him total control. I hate being a slave. And we are a nation and a world now of jellyfish. Under political correctness, we're told, be hospitable, don't have your own opinion. First it's be tolerant, now it's don't have your own opinion, don't discriminate. Well, a lot of forms of discrimination are good. As I've said many times, I discriminate what brands of coffee I buy to what tastes good and has got a good kick. I discriminate on what Mexican food restaurants I go to or what barbecue joints I go to. And let me tell you, I don't care if it's a black man behind a counter or a Mexican man or a Mexican lady or a white guy. I go where the barbecue's good. There's some Germans down in, they're listeners, only been there a few times and ran to the owners, down in, well, what's the town south of San Marcos called Fushak's? Been there since the 40s, but now they got a place on the highway. That's some of the best barbecue I've ever had. That's white guys. Some of the best barbecue that may even trump it was owned by black folks in Memphis. When I drive through Memphis, I go to the place Elvis loved. And it's certainly not a tourist trap. It's where Elvis really went. And let me tell you, it's so good, you can't quit eating it. And I don't care who's behind the counter. See, this is political correctness. There's a little place down here owned by some Mexican-Americans. They just want to be called Americans. It's just as good as well. I don't care what color you are. I care about what you do, what you produce. I don't care what color you are when I listen to music. I don't think, man, this Marvin Gaye's got a beautiful voice. He's black. Oh, my gosh, I'm listening to a black guy. Or I don't listen to Elvis sing and think, man, he's white. I sure like his white voice. I like how it sounds. But that's discriminatory. That I discriminate what barbecue I want. I discriminate off what fishing lure I want to use. You know why I discriminate? Because the bass discriminate. They're not biting on purple worms. They might bite on pink ones or yellow ones or orange ones or red ones. Or they might bite on a top water spinnerbait. Now, why are the fish being racist against black worms with red tails or white worms with green tails? You never know what the fish are hitting that day. Now, we just realized there's racism in bass. In fact, we should ban the names of bass. They've got black bass, they've got rock bass, they've got big mouth bass, small mouth bass. There's all different types of bass, and I realize a lot of the names are racist. They got white bass, they got black bass. You think I'm joking? In Europe, they're banning the names of birds, fish, you name it. As of a month ago, is their name black? See the mental illness? The globalists are gang raping everybody with the mega banks, screwing everyone over with Obamacare, screwing everyone over with fluoride in the water, screwing us over devaluing the dollar, and they've got us all obsessing over Clorox emoticons or whatever they're called, because Clorox was white, and it must be code. Ah! White piece of paper! Ah! Why is the one independent background white? Ooh! Sweden changes racist bird names. Oh, I can't say black starling anymore. Of course, it's a black bird. And I didn't mean to go off on a jag. I want to get to other news and take your calls. It just shows the scientific mind control that's taking place here. Let me give you some of the other bombshell news when we break it down in the next hour. New Ford car automatically obeyed speed limit. And Ford got it from German engineers. Yeah, I told you just a few days ago, it's Mercedes, Audi, and Bavarian Motor Works, the Germans, oh, give me a break, that are leading the way in, quote, smart cars that are really driverless cars that you think you're driving. I told you that's how it'd be phased in. That's the MIT plan. And as early as next year, you don't have a choice. It's going to slow down and make you drive the speed limit. But don't worry, for a few seconds, it might let you press harder and speed up in case there was an emergency. And will folks even go get this turned off? Will people say, no, we don't want this Ford? No. Consumers will sit there with their thumbs firmly planted you know where, letting this whole system come in, a system ending human control and putting robots in control day one, programmed and run by the big corporations and government. In a eugenics plan to make the world set up where we're not needed anymore, put the machines in, and then release bioweapons to kill everybody. That's the official plan. I've made a whole bunch of films on it, like Endgame. You want to see the quotes? You want to see the government documents? You want to see a three-hour film where I show you? I made the film 8 years ago telling you every word now beginning. Just like since 1998, I read the Rand Corporation plan, the Austin American Statesman, how great it would be to soon have military on the streets, how terror attacks were coming and would revolutionize America, and it was thinly veiled where someone in the know, they were just telling everybody what was happening. So I went to the library, because you couldn't get it online, and I got the latest copy of the National Police Stability Force, and I read it on air, and I knew the whole plan, and now here I am, 16, 17 years later, and we're about halfway down the rat hole. And I just don't want to go down to the very bottom of the hole, because there's a big snake down there that's going to eat us. Because I read the end of the report. And I mean, I have the confessions of the enemy. I have their battle plans. We have everything. I mean, all you got to do is check into it. This is Fox News reporting it like it's fun. Remember a couple weeks ago when the German pilot reportedly flew the plane to the ground? And I said, watch, they're going to call for it in the New York Times, because I know where they first put it out. I said, New York Times, they're going to call for pilotless planes. And they did. New Ford car automatically obeys speed limit. Fox News. And, of course, reports back if you do even try to speed and gives you automatic tickets. California approves bill banning child vaccine exemptions for forced inoculations. The Sacramento Bee reported. And now it's got to go to the governor. And they said because of the measles outbreak. Oh, it's so scary. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. There hasn't been a measles-related death in 10 years. Oh, my gosh. In one out of a million cases, you might get some big scars. Oh, my gosh. Let's take the vaccine that actually started the outbreak at the facility, and its own insert says can kill you or give you measles or diabetes or destroy your pancreas, pancreatitis. So now they've got bills to ban having inserts in the vaccines. They'll shut us up, won't they? How do you like that? told you forced inoculations were coming. And it's like saying, I told you the sun was coming up this morning. I'm not up here bragging, going, told you. I'm here saying, come on, folks, come on. And I'm not just talking to our regular listeners. I'm talking to new listeners, government people, psyops folks. I guarantee you they got government psyops people listening to this show and just operatives and others that are just casually listening right now who've got kids that are mentally retarded and screwed up and got autism. And you still serve the system even though you know full well at 18 months you went in and got that third round of shots and Bobby never talked again. I take that personal that your kid screwed up and that the globalists did it. Why don't you have the humanity to get upset? Because you don't believe in yourself is why. You don't think you can change anything. My whole life's been about winning and changing things and dominating bullies. And I want the spirit of crushing bullies and sick freaks and scum to rise. And I want to educate everybody, take the country back, take the world back. And I'm not a vindictive person, but the globalists need to pay for what they've done as an example. And they need to end up like Mussolini did. Let's pull up some photos of Mussolini hung upside down with thousands of people spitting on him. That's where you're going to end up. And I'm telling you, as sure as the sun came up this morning, I know in my cells, in my spirit, you are going to pay for everything you've done, New World Order. Don't think for a minute you're going to escape justice. Excuse me. And people say, oh, listen to this guy. He gets upset. This is normal. There isn't a mammal species on Earth when watching its fellow creatures being hurt doesn't get upset. And then of the higher order predator mammals, they get vicious and they get wound up and they do something about it. I'm not gonna sit here and take it anymore. And that's why I'll have no one say I'm exceptional and no one say I'm a hero. I am not. I am normal. Normal. You read the vaccine inserts and every one of them says it can kill you, brain damage you, give you dozens of neurological disorders, 50-something on average, just sterilize you, everything. And then they just sit there and go, there's no side effects. Safe and effective editorials every year at the beginning and end of school. Lying. There's never been a problem. Never been an issue. They sit there bald-faced lying to you. It's not a side effect that's brain-damaging people. It's on purpose. And they've gotten away with this, so suddenly it's getting worse and worse. And it was 1 in 25,000, then 1 in 10,000, then 1 in 5,000, then 1 in 1,000, then 1 in 300-something, then 1 in 80-something, and now 1 in 60-something, and 1 in 50-something. And in South Korea, 1 in 30-something. And they say within 10 years, it'll be a third of the kids won't be able to talk. And they're just, it's all normal. Let's have a race to raise money to help the autistic kids. But let's not find out why it's happening. Why the breast cancer is exploding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Oh, I should have asked. Do we ever get the network phone system working? Well, good. Let's just reboot mine because it's dead. As a ritual, we can do that. Now, we're going to go to break, start taking your calls. It's just that we need to get upset. We need to get moving. We need to get these globalists off our backs. We need to get aggressive. We need to have the moral high ground, and we need to break through their laughing. When a city council laughs about fluoride in the water, when you bring a scientist in to warn them in a Harvard study, you just sue them. Or you start going to the church they attend and getting in their face. And you go to every event they're at and get in their face forever, legally and lawfully. And then they won't be laughing later. You get aggressive with these turds. But you have a criminal elite scared of the public, knowing they've gotten away with bloody murder. And that's why they want to federalize, globalize, militarize, and hire a bunch of thugs for the police departments to hopefully protect them from the public as this plan goes into place. But then they can't help but play people off against each other. So they also want to stir up a civil war with the constabulary at the same time to distract as well. So all this and more in detail coming up. Before I go any further, just briefly, we have some life-changing, really amazing products that you've got to try. there's a lot of hype out there, a lot of talk, but the revolutionary form of iodine we have, it's purple, blue crystal, truly pure, not from seaweed-based, not red, but blue, electric blue, the true gas form, injected into an organic palm oil, X2 Nation iodine, been life-changing for myself and others, truly amazing. Most people can't absorb the other types that are out there properly. You can get that with the Oxy Powder and the Super Male Vitality all together with free shipping. That's the Alex Challenge Pack. It'll run till the end of this month. The Alex Challenge Pack, free shipping, or you can buy those products individually and get free shipping as well. But those are the three that I religiously took. The Oxy Powder only for a six-day run, but the other two every day for 45 days and lost an additional 6 pounds of fat. And I still am not in perfect shape, but I've gone from 99 pounds over to only about 35 pounds over right now. So you do the math. I've lost 65 pounds or more. And I didn't lose another 20 or so. But it was that and the same amount or even less exercise. I said, if this already helped me, what will happen if I don't forget and religiously do it? So I put reminders on my iPhone, hung it on a calendar, took it every day. I forgot a few times, but almost every day. And it was definitely these products, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. The stamina, the libido, the energy. They're all available, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Your purchase funds the operation so you can't lose. Stay with us.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Let's Dig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquid, e-cig refill, car chargers and starter kit. Kick some ash with Let's Dig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit letsdig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all-natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
Alex Jones here, back live. Make no mistake, it is big news. We're going to be covering it at the bottom of the third hour with other breaking news that the National Guard has responded to us saying that no, InfoWars is not allowed to be part of Jade Helm, even when they're on the streets, I guess. Well, you know what? We will be. And by the way, we have sources inside the military, so don't worry. We've got breaking news coming up in a couple hours. National Guard blocks InfoWars reporters from covering Dirty Bomb exercise. Captain cites nature of previous work as reasons for denial, and we have added the copy of the email to the story. It's linked on the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. And that dovetails, we should probably add this to Paul's article, Minneapolis police records shed light on 2014 military training. Records show Pentagon sought secrecy during domestic training exercise. And again, the globalists are co-opting the military and police. We're trying to stop the takeover to keep them constitutional. The media spins it that we're anti-military and police because we don't want them being taken over. It's the opposite. Now, I want to go to Darren, I want to go to Donna, I want to go to Joe, I want to go to Chris, I want to go to Rob, I'm going to get to everybody. But I mentioned this a few days ago, but never played the clip. So I thought we'd do it now. Video, UN climate change official says we should make every effort to depopulate the planet, close quote. There is pressure in the system to go toward that. We should do everything possible. That's Christina Figures, the executive secretary of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, that is the Agenda 21 global system to depopulate the planet. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Well, I mean, we all know we expect 9 billion, right, by 2050.
That's the peak.
So, yes, obviously less people would exert less pressure on the natural resources.
That $3,000 dress would probably feed 50 Africans for a year.
So is $9 billion the foregone conclusion? That's like baked in, done. Not gonna, no way to change that.
Well, there again, there's pressure in the system to go toward that. We can definitely change those, right? We can definitely change those numbers, and we really should make every effort to change the numbers because we are already today already exceeding the planetary carrying capacity. Today, to say nothing of adding more
population. It's been proven we're not surpassing the planetary carrying capacity with the clean technologies and things that are being suppressed. It's true that humans are damaging the Earth in many ways. But the globalists are bringing in global carbon taxes and world government not to save the planet, but to totally take control of it. They believe they're God and are genetic engineering basically groups from every species out there, and that's the real danger, and building reactors everywhere and leaking garbage, but they say carbon dioxide that plants live off of is the problem. So see, that's the issue. It's that they're not really doing anything about problems. They're just saying get rid of people as a rationale to devalue life so they can kill whoever they want. And they tell the higher level initiates they're going to kill people down to a couple million, not 500 million like Ted Turner calls for. Do you want me to play Ted Turner clips? You mean to pull him up in Newsweek? I mean, see the film Endgame, people. End game. End game. It's an end game, and we ain't in it. It's a club, and we ain't in it. To quote the late, great George Carlin. Well, here's the deal. I want to be in the club for everybody. I want everybody to be in the club. I want my children to be in the club. I want your children to be in the club. I want to build a better, really sustainable world and go to the stars. The globalists have decided we're ugly, we're bad, we're done. Because they're a bunch of psychopaths and sociopaths that hate everybody around them. And that get off on screwing people over. And they only nurture other scum like themselves. And every instinct I've got developed on this planet, and all my ancestors' knowledge, and the good Lord's spirit tells me the enemy will fall and will be defeated. The question is, how bad is this hell going to be? Let's just identify this scum for what they are and awaken the planet and overturn this tyranny. We'll be back with your call. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients.
extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-313.